This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17. It says there, "So do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." End of quote. The will of God for humanity is not given at one time. God progressively revealed His plans to humanity. The Old Testament believers did not know many of the things God revealed to us in this New Testament time. Progressive revelation is God's way of opening up His will. God reveals His will progressively for individuals also. To do the will of God in your life, you need to start what you already know God's will is. When the Bible reveals that God's will is to believe in His Son, whom He sent for your salvation and eternal life, then just accept Jesus as your Savior. When it says, be thankful to God, just be thankful. Now, when the Bible says the Great Commission, which is the sharing of the gospel with others, is His will, then begin doing it. When the Bible says God's will is to love Him with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself, then start doing it. You see, you won't be able to do many things. God does not expect it either. However, you can do one thing, don't you? Begin baby steps on that one thing that honors God. Until you start doing what you know is the will of God, He won't typically reveal the next step. When Ruth believed in the promise of God and stepped out in faith, looking for a farm to glean for food in the harvest season in the city of Bethlehem, God guided supernaturally to walk into the field of Boaz. You see, when you take steps based on what you know the will of God is, then God comes along and guides your efforts and reveals step number 2, 3, 4, and so forth. As a result of your first step in faith, God revealed several steps of His unique plan in her life. You can read about this in the book of Ruth in the Bible. She became the mother of Obed, whose son was Jesse, and Jesse was the father of the great King David. She also became a great-great-grandmother to Jesus Christ in His incarnation into this world. The Son of God came to this world through her lineage. Wonderful. Simple steps based on your faith in God to obey His known will leads to a life of fulfilling God's unique plan and purposes. You see, you and I can sit thinking about God's will and never do it simply because we did not start doing what we know the will of God is. Begin doing what you know as God's will. Then you will see excellent results of God's guidance and revelations of the next step. Abraham heard the will of God for his personal life in the book of Genesis chapter 12 and started walking toward the city God promised, although he did not have any clue about that city. When he obeyed and took the first step, God guided his actions in fulfilling His promises. I hope you know a few facts and plans of God from the scriptures, don't you? Recollect what you know about God's will. Then think about the way God formed you by giving a unique character, personality, past experiences, success or failures, and your desires. How can your character, circumstances, personality, desires, and experiences fulfill the already known will of God? Then take that first step with prayer and trust in Him. You see, the tragedy of not fulfilling God's plan is not because of the unawareness of His will, but the absence of readiness to take that first step to move toward that goal. God won't accomplish much with a person who would not proceed with Him. God likes to hit a moving target. The one who is willing to take the first step, God would reveal the second, third, fourth steps. Begin the first step of faith. I remember a time I talked to my children and wife and said, let us obey the commandment of the Lord and walk around our neighborhood with some gospel tracts and bags of fruit candies. You see, we started knocking the doors. If they did not open the door, we left the tracts and candies on the door. Those who opened the door, we told them why we came to visit them. On the way, as my two small children and wife walked in the neighborhood with me, A truck driver sitting in a truck was looking at us for some time. I asked him, "Do you want to get some candies and a track?" You see, he came out of the truck and was willing to talk with us. We gave him fruit candies and shared the gospel. He prayed with us and accepted Jesus as his Savior right there in the pathway of the street. Three other people accepted Jesus as their Savior because we simply decided to step out in faith to do God's will. Such small steps were big steps of faith, and God honored and fulfilled his plan in other people's lives through us. You see, this is how God of the universe works in and through you to bring healing and salvation to people. You start doing what you already know, and then see how God achieves his purpose through you. You fulfilled the will of God. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know your first and foremost will is to look at your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for all of my sins to reconcile me with you. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord now. Lord, help me to take baby steps of obedience toward what I know about your will. Lord, give me the strength, courage, and assurance as I want to do your will. I commit my life into your hand as you prepare me for your plans and will. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.